I don't believe this. Oh my. I guess. But you would have been up in about an hour and a half anyway. Oh.
I can do that with my eyes closed now.
Now you have a clear pathway right way through to the bathroom now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Here, honey, I'll shut the door. Yeah, I have a bad, cramp in my hip that I can't get rid of. It hurts so bad.
In your head?
In my hip.
Oh, in your hip?
That's why it took me so long to get home.
Oh.
I can very well.
Now, hobbling around, what should we call you? Hobalong Cassidy?
Oh, funny.
So, how's my sister mine doing with her dreams?
Oh, God, they're weird.
I'm sorry.
They tell me that it's because I'm pregnant, but, you know.
Well, that's part of it.
I'll make some tea while I'm up, I guess.
And you'll be going to the bathroom in a few.
Huh?
You'll be going to the bathroom in a few. Backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards.
Well, it doesn't help that I drink water and tea all night and all day. But you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Got to keep those fluids up, young lady.
I drink all my milk that I'm supposed to. I drink all my juices.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's all I do all day long is I drink all day long.
Then we're going to have a water baby, huh?
Probably. Is that it's going to hate fluids.
No, I think it would take after its mother and love tea.
Yeah, but I can only drink a couple types of tea. I can only drink decaffeinated tea and raspberry tea. I can't drink green tea. And I can't drink chamomile.
Mm-hmm. How come?
Because it's a sedative-like.
Oh, yeah.
And it slows down my body function.
Which slows down the baby's body function.
Yeah, so it slows down the liver enzymes in the baby.
Ah.
And so the baby won't produce the way it's supposed to.
So you can't drink regular teas?
No, not with caffeine either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink any caffeine. Once in a great while, I'll have a pop or something.
Yeah, because you'll have a hyper baby that'll keep you awake all night.
Huh?
You'll have a hyper baby that'll keep you awake all night.
Yeah.
Doing somersaults.
I've shown a lot of studies that, like, caffeine can cause a lot of neurological problems in babies.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. And you know, they say that for, like, women who drink a lot of caffeine, but still.
Yeah.
I just keep it to, you know, my basic food groups and vegetables and my tea. And all the good stuff for me. So
how are you feeling now?
Good.
That's great.
Very fat, but really good.
Of course. You're blooming. I came by the other night. You were sound asleep. Hee, 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 hee.
That's very rare.
Mm-hmm. That involves some really interesting flying dreams and other dreams.
I have some weird dreams, and I dream all night long.
Well, that's good.
And still, I don't know if the guys told you about the dream that I had.
I was listening intently.
Oh, and I still feel like just trying to figure out who that person is. Because it was one of those, you know, it wasn't one of because you can dream about other people.
Oh, yeah.
But it just wasn't, it was different.
Mm-hmm. Very lucid, very touch, feel, smell, taste, sensitive.
Yeah, and I knew the person. It was like there was a connection of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a feeling that Russ and Mark knew him.
They probably do, but can't place him. You know how these guys are like.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't even find their own socks if they didn't know where they put them.
I'm probably going to get my tea now.
Uh-huh.
So, how is everything up there?
Everything's great up here. We're very busy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. We're doing lots of work and things which I can't really talk about, but the cats are doing great.
Are they?
Uh-huh.
I bet they're big.
Oh, they're getting big. They just had their third birthday back in November.
Oh, and geez, already?
Mm-hmm. And they're full of mischief and play.
I bet.
Can't stop playing half the time.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do.
And I'm having somebody throw socks at me at the moment.
So who's in the room?
Well, there's Mark's body, of course, myself, Russ, and up here we have Kiri and Kara.
Really high for me.
Oh, you're going to talk to Kara in a few seconds.
Okay.
She's getting ready to channel. Okay, I'm going to put Kara on. I'm going to put Kara on. She's trying to look sensible and serious, but she's being tickled by a feather at the moment. Hello.
Hi.
How's it going, young one?
Oh, fantastic.
And we are growing well, I know.
Probably very big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've got more to go yet.
I know. That's the scary thing. I still got 3 months.
Mm-hmm. And your aura is radiating beautifully.
Oh, well, I hope so. It sure feels like mm-hmm. it.
And your stomach area, your belly is radiating its own private little aura. That's quite bright at the moment.
Yeah, this one, I tell you, it's going to be a wild one.
Mm-hmm. Have you had a test to see what it's going to be?
No. They won't do it unless
mm-hmm.
there's complications.
Or if you're over a certain age, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, see, they did one when I was 3 weeks to make sure that the baby was where it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel like it's a heat.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I could be wrong, but, you know, I don't know why. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you talk to it yet?
No, I talk to it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Does it talk back?
No.
Yes, I understand the feeling very well that you experience on a third dimensional level, because that is like the first two trimesters for us.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And then it develops after that into the mind that it has.
I feel it. I feel it emotionally,
mm-hmm.
and I feel the bonding and the connection that this child and I have.
That's quite normal at
your
stage.
I don't hear it, but I know as the feeling that the baby has. You mm-hmm. know, like, I can tell its temperament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when I'm upset, I can feel the difference in the way the baby kicks or
yes.
says, or I can almost feel it, you know, its what? Uneasiness.
Well, that's perfectly natural for it to be uneasy when you're upset, is that it's feeling your muscles get tense and everything.
Yeah. Well, that's why I try not to get upset too often mm-hmm. anymore.
And you're doing very well from what I hear.
I know it indirectly. You know, people don't believe that indirectly, that you're affected in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But they've even taken people back to past life regressions, through past life regressions into the womb.
Yes.
For the traumatizing, you know, of the childbirth. I wanted to have
Yeah, I know what you mean. One of your last sessions here, you wanted a
water baby.
Yes.
Yeah. But they don't do that here in the United States. And I wanted to have, you know, a water baby because it's a bit less traumatizing for the mother and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I even watched one on Discovery Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman in Russia, she had her first two children in the ocean. And then her second or her third child, it was too cold to have them in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband filled up a pool in their front living room. And he laid in the water with her while she gave birth. And they showed it on TV. And it was so beautiful. I mean, it was just, it was so back to nature,
mm-hmm.
you know, back to the way it was, you know.
Yes.
I mean,
it takes a lot of stress off of the muscles and the baby, and it's very relaxing and soothing.
Well, the baby comes out of the water into the water,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, whereas here it comes into screaming doctors and nurses and lights and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and cold room.
Yes.
That's why we're going to have, you know, I mean, it's not the same, but we're going to have, like, the lights
nice music playing.
So we're going to have Enya playing.
Of course.
You know, and they say that you can have that option because mm-hmm. that makes it a little less stressful on the baby and the mother too.
Now remember, you can't have any drugs. If you do, you must play Purple Haze.
Purple Haze?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, it would be fitting with the drugs and the baby.
That would suck. I don't know if I want drugs or not. I've been doing research on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'll have a choice or not.
Well, Russ saw a movie a while back about a baby being born, and the baby, the mother had some drugs, and she did her impersonation of the movie Exorcist
uh-huh.
while she was getting ready to give birth, and then she had the drugs, and it was very mellow experience for her.
Oh yeah,
but it took away the learning, is my opinion.
Yeah, but sometimes if they don't give you the drugs, you can actually go into shock.
Oh, yes.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. Okay, they showed 5 different births. I've heard many, many stories.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard lots of women go in and say they want natural childbirth, and then once they started into the labor pain, they went for an epidural.
Yes, but at that point, it's really too late.
Well, not really, actually, now. You talked about that in my last class.
Mm-hmm.
And not really, because there's like, they do have to do it at a certain dilation.
Yes, I think it's about 7 centimeters.
Yeah. But they say if you're anywhere from in between 7 to 10, it's only going to be like another hour.
Pretty much so, yes.
You know, but see, I don't know. I mean, they could schedule a C-section for me because mm-hmm. my cervix might not be able to handle it.
Yeah. Now, can you do me a favor? Turn your head slightly, put one hand under your belly, and stick out your tongue and go.
Why?
So that we can take a hologram of you.
Why am I sticking out my tongue?
A curious suggestion.
No.
That's better, with your head slightly tilted back, laugh, and that's better yet. Okay, we've got it. That's good. Yes, we noticed that the aura around your lung is looking better.
I quit smoking on Halloween. Oh,
perfect timing.
Yeah, actually, it's been that long. It feels really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet it feels wonderful.
It does. It's nice. Then I don't have to worry about hurting the baby.
And shortness of breath as well.
Well, I do worry about that because I do have it. My lungs are crammed up into my boobs.
Mm-hmm. But you're doing your breathing classes.
The lungs. My stomach, my bladder, everything else. Actually, my bladder, the kids does on quite a bit. But...
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I do remember.
So I do. I do actually mm-hmm. have quite a bit of shortness of breath.
I also
put me back on an asthma. My asthma got worse, too.
Well, that is normal, and arthritis is also normal.
Oh, well, yeah, I've had that, too.
Yeah. But the thing to remember is that... not to do any jumping up and down.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Mike makes sure that he's my food and my activity police.
Yes.
He is. He's so cute.
I remember getting called to one of my patients when she was expecting. And she was jumping up and down on the bed shouting, "Will you knock it off?" She had 3 little minds that were trying to override her mind.
Ah!
And quite at the same time. Well, she was having real problems at the time. But you're fortunate, you've got plenty of room in there, unlike my one-time patient.
I couldn't imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's only little, she's I think 5'2", and having 3 little babies inside her was a real strain on the poor young lady.
I couldn't imagine that.
But she's fine now.
I think I'm moody now.
Well, you're fine. You're fine. Everything's working fine. You're getting all your appropriate mood swings and mood interests.
Yeah, actually, they're not too bad. Actually, mm-hmm. it's been a real soul-searching event for me. You know, my mood swings aren't too bad. If anything, they're better than they were. Going for a while there, they were pretty bad.
Well, there is one big one that you have to watch out for afterwards.
Postpartum depression?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of it.
Yes. And I really can't prepare you that well for it. I would like to be able to take it away from you, but you need to learn from it.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. they say that most mothers go through it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been through it. Been through it quite a few times.
I've been through it.
And I plan to go through it again.
Sure, yes.
Well, Russ is getting in touch with his feminine side.
Uh-huh, it's about damn time.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking and screaming all the way, might I add.
What?
Like kicking and screaming all the way.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're going to put...
Beautiful, don't fight it, Red.
We're going to put on the next person, okay. And then all three of us will come back at the end together.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Yo.
Hello.
Do that.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and you?
Good.
Mm-hmm. So how's things going for you?
Really good.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
I'm fat and...
No, you're not. Well, you're large, but you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're absolutely radiant.
Oh, you're sweet. Oh.
And remember that...
I'm just glad I'm having this kid in spring because I can lose the weight in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I would be a horrible, depressed mess.
Well, and also the fact of being pregnant... in hot weather is uncomfortable from what I hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard too. And I'm pretty miserable in hot weather anyway. I can't imagine being pregnant in it.
Mm-hmm. But once you've had your baby, we'll get you up here and we'll have some fun together. You and I. On the astral level, okay?
Haven't we been trying that for years and still never happened?
We'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do. Be like some of the dreams that you've had recently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell you what Mark ought to do. He ought to print up his Hell to Astral Travel thingy and mail that to you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a tape, but I lost it.
Well, we'll send it to you from the printer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, send it to the address that I just gave you guys. So.
And Tia's jumping up and down, mimicking what she did about 3 years ago. Well, just over 3 years ago.
What?
When she was pregnant.
Oh, is that her?
Mm-hmm. That was her.
I kind of figured that when I heard it was three little cubs. She was 5'2".
Mm-hmm. 5'2", eyes of blue, strawberry blonde.
Tell her, that's don't worry, good. I'm not going to jump up and down.
Okay, that's good. That's
I don't think she can get my fat body off the corral that far, though.
Well, Tia's very agile and athletic anyway.
No, sometimes I catch myself, like, doing silly things, like, I think I'm still inevitable, and I can, you know...
Do anything.
Climb the ladder and
mm-hmm.
do that stuff, and then I catch myself, and go, oh, no, no, not good.
No, not good at all.
Good judgment.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
No.
No.
You have to do it in 3 months.
Mm-hmm. But you got to relax and unwind and be cool.
It's been really challenging, because... depending on somebody else to do things for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I really depend on Mike a lot to do things for me, and it's been very challenging. And it was hard at first.
Yeah.
It was really hard, you know. I mean, I would kick and scream and cry and try to figure out ways of how I could do it before I had to ask him.
Well, you've always been independent ever since we've known you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm learning
mm-hmm.
better.
Now, you're planning on moving to San Diego in the next year or so?
Next year, yeah.
Next 2 years. Well, that would give you an opportunity to have some experiences.
San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking definitely forward to it.
Mm-hmm. And when the time is right, and you decide that the time is right, Tia will help to coach and help to bring me into your mind to help.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, I can trust that.
Yeah, well, the three of us will work together as a team. Make it the best experience for you possible.
I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to getting out of this
And the sun and
but
the beauty.
It's gonna be a while, but deal with what I got here.
Yeah. Did you ever meet Russ and Mark's friend, Leanna?
No.
Oh, but she's a friend of Mark and Russ's, and she actually lives down in San Diego now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I heard about her.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about her.
Oh, what did you hear?
I think I remember. I don't know. I just remember hearing. Did you tell me about her, Russ?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a really long time ago, but I remember
when
you said that, it kind of brought it back to my memory.
Yes, she's the one that managed to break down Mark's barriers temporarily.
Well, that's not bad if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
My phone battery's dying.
Oh, it is?
Can you hear it?
That sounds fine. It's buzzing a little.
It's beeping.
Oh, how much longer does that allow you? Oh.
And then it just eventually cuts you off.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good. Now, your instinctual drives that you're having at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Let me rephrase that. Your horniness.
Well, I'm kind of laying low on it.
But it keeps on bugging you every so often.
Yeah. Well,
mm-hmm.
I think my marital vows. Right now, are overriding my sexual vows.
Oh.
It's just an emotional thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That you go through.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and your partner when you're pregnant. And I'm respecting that right now because I went through it the first time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're scared and you don't know and you're unsure.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing, so.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of laying low and, you know.
Okay. We're going to kick Russ out now. Send him downstairs to do some reading.
What?
Hi, Russ.
I don't know how much longer we can talk though.
But that's why we're going to hustle up, and Russ is going, he's putting his finger around your shins and going, "Hey," at me. What does that mean?
Have him tell you later.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. Now we're going to deal with a problem that you might be able to help with. And that's the fact that, Kara wants to get pregnant again with somebody else's baby.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's to do with the gene pool.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And she's not having problems with it. It's more along the lines of the prospective father's having problems with the idea.
Why?
Because he's a third-dimensional Earth male that knows Russ very well.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your suggestion is he's going to hear this?
He is going to hear this?
Well, Russ might or might not, but the prospective father will.
Give him a bottle of tequila.
He doesn't drink very much.
Damn. It always works here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think that's what got me pregnant.
Hey, if it works, use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's being very third dimensional about the whole entire thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's very six-dimensional in most things, but in this, he's being very stubborn and third dimensional.
But he knows for
the gene pool and everything. That he says that, what's his comment when I asked him about it? He said that it has to be more than just a physical exercise.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's very controlled. Damn British inbreeding.
Very unique.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them down here.
Well, he's a very principled individual, is Mark. Very honor-bound. And I think it's because he has a lot of respect for Russ and a lot of respect for Kara that I think he wants to, but he won't let himself.
Is Russ okay with it?
Russ is reasonably okay with it. He understands the reasons better than Mark appears to.
And all three of them can't really sit down
No, because Marchfly would get embarrassed and just walk away.
I would think that would be for offering to sit down and talk about it. And really find out what's really going on. Because with everything that he's learned from you guys, he wouldn't think he would be that way.
No, I didn't think he was going to be that way. We gave him the opportunity last week. And as far as they got was a little bit of polite conversation and a bit of pecking, and that was it. It may be something that just takes time.
Yeah. But how much time does she have?
All the time in the world. It's more along the lines of how much time does he have?
Why do you say that?
Well, he's a third-dimensional male.
Oh, God, they can reproduce till they're 90.
Yeah, but, you know what men are like.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Oh, well, we'll figure out something, and maybe you could write something in the letter.
Yeah, well, yeah, let me sleep on it for a while. Maybe I could think of something, I don't know. But with all of us, maybe we can figure out something.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can, you know.
Yeah. Okay, we'll call Russ back into the room now.
Okay.
Russ! Okay, he's coming back up the stairs. And we have some fun with him when he comes back up. Ah, follow my lead. If he ever gets up the stairs. You can come back now, Russ.
You guys move the magic room?
Well, kind of. But as I was saying, anyway, you know what men are like.
Oh, yeah.
They're such animals.
Yeah, they are.
But they have their uses.
Yeah, sometimes. Maybe.
He's doing the typical male thing, turning his back on us and pretending to work on something. Okay, we're all three of us going to group together now. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
We're back. Wow. Hey, sister mine.
Well, hi.
Hey. Okay, we're going to wrap this up because we don't want to run up their telephone bill too much. Yeah. Although, they can handle it.
It will be a while until I get to talk to you guys because we're not going to have a phone for a little while.
That's okay. That's understandable. And there's always pen and paper.
Yeah, I got to train myself to do that.
Mm-hmm. And we'll train them to write to you as well.
Oh, that'll be the day. I'll get a letter from you guys before I would from them.
My Mark's written to you once.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. Russ, yeah, right.
He's still got his back to us. He's pretending to work on something.
Uh-huh, sure.
Sure. Okay, we'll wrap up here, and we'll see you later.
I love you guys. I'm glad that you called.
We're glad that we could bring joy and happiness to your life.
Oh, you always do. You know that.
Yeah.
And I'll keep you informed on the baby.
Mm-hmm. And the other little project as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, see if we can come up with some idea on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, nice.
And don't worry, Red. With words or telepathy with the child, there is a bonding there.
I got a suggestion for you, sweetheart. Yes. Remember that tape I made for you guys that was to for your trip back home playing road music?
Yes.
Or whatever that was?
The one that put me to sleep? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Play that for Little Monster. She'll love it.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we will see you later, and thank you for your input.
You're welcome.
Okay, see you later,
I'll try to be a bigger help, though.
Oh, you're always a wonderful help.
Okay, I love you guys.
Love you lots.
Take care.
Bye, sister mine.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Bye. Night, dear. Have a good one, babe.
Hey, you too.
All right, bye.
Bye, you guys.
Okay.
Oh, that's fair. I still think she'll start thinking of girls.
she already has a girlfriend picture. She does? What is it? Oh, I know.
Well, then what are you asking for?
Now, Kara was asking. I know what it is. And I'm honored in the life.
Yeah.
She and Brienne. What? What?
It's nothing. It's just funny how things go full circle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I know you two have had a life or two together. At least one life. But I know for sure.
Oh, Carrie and myself?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny to watch everything come around again.
Yeah. My sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get down to business.
Okay. This evening we are working on Dune and all that it includes.
Yes, Dune.
Now, mostly Carr has been briefed on all this fun stuff that we work on.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and she's been tickled again.
Mm-hmm. So, who do you want to go first?
Well, I'm online. They're tickling each other.
Okay, then we'll go with you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Since I have to go into gray areas here, the first part of the thing anyway, I'll go with you.
Ah, okay.
You're the most probably deal with the gray areas.
Why?
Because you never answered my question.
Oh, okay.
I always like your answers. All right. Now, did anybody brief you about this stuff?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. In Dune, part of the story, through most of the books, revolve around something called the Missionaria Protectiva.
Yes.
And how that works is that various, as they're called, Bene Gesserit.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the movie, right?
No.
Well, as various Bene Gesserit help get planets prepared to for future, which could be millennia later, of helping out one of their sisters by planting religions that they then foster and let grow until someday the mission, the religions take a life of their own when one of their sisters needs help in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
One of the points that came up in this is, well, just how does Ashtar Command work in a similar capacity?
I don't know. You're probably walking into a gray area.
I knew I'd walk into a gray area. Of course I did.
I don't know the workings of Ashtar Command that well to be able to say that is what it does or doesn't do. It more seems like it nudges and coaches and opens up possibilities.
Okay. Well, let's take Durandan.
Mm-hmm.
And Durandan, with its various religions and all, perfect place to plant religion and let it grow, mm-hmm. don't you think?
Never occurred to me before.
Oh, what about the goddess?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here on Earth, we have a couple of goddess religions, but they died out
mm-hmm.
very early. Whereas on Mirrors, they were shunned a little bit for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Outcast, but mm-hmm. then it came back into full force as it is now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that that is, you know, something that has really worked in its favor.
Well, I think that's because you are a patriarchal society, and we're a matriarchal society.
Yes,
it would be self-evident that you would have your male god or gods, and we have our female god there. Or goddesses.
Hmm. Well, everyone knows that our god is always expressed as a male.
Now, I have noticed that, but our goddess is always referred to as either she or the goddess.
So it's a similar thing.
Yes, it's self-evident.
It's not a gender undefined. It's a gender-specific god or goddess.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. Which is natural for a less
evolved minds. Mm-hmm. And from what I've learned, the Syrian religions is that they have a he and a she, and at the very top is an undetermined gender.
Right. A voice is never neither male nor female.
Mm-hmm.
Loud or soft.
Mm-hmm. Perfect balance.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, though, how much religion ever gets seeded and how much of it gets basically just put there naturally. And I'm not going to go into that because we're in gray areas, but
yeah, but my,
just a curiosity.
Out of curiosity, I would say that it is probably seeded, but not deliberately. On your planet, it was probably derived from the Syrian religions.
Well, there's also that, and then also we have, of course, the extraterrestrial visitors.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have, again, the divas.
Correct.
So, in all of that, it produces quite a variety of religions. Why you can't nail it down to just one, whereas on Sirius, you know, it's pretty basically just one primary religion.
That's correct.
And on Derondodon, one primary religion.
No, there are minor religions.
Right, but primary.
Well, primary on your planet, there is one religion. Christianity.
That's sort of true.
Sort of true, what do you mean?
Well, the Muslim religion, I hear, has got more, or at least as many as Christian does.
Yeah, but they have Allah.
Right.
And who is Allah? They have Allah. One God, who is the same as the Judeo God, who in turn is the same as the Christian God. If you read Abraham, you will see that there is Ishmael, who is the son, that splits off and founds the Muslim religion.
Hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't get dealt with in the Bible at all.
No. But there was just that hint, you see. And in the Bible, the Judeo religion goes on to become the Judeo-Christian religion.
What about the sons of Cain,
mm-hmm.
who traveled off into lands and weren't heard from again?
I don't know. I didn't read your Bible. They could be other religions. They could be the Babylonian religion. It could be the Mesopotamian religion. Who knows?
All right, next question. The subject comes up of the saying, control yourself before you can control others.
Mm-hmm.
This goes back to a basic leadership quotation. And that comes from basically learning how to, you know, being in control of yourself. You can then vary the controls you have over someone else, what they would go through, because you're familiar with yourself.
Correct. I mean, Martin's a good example of being in control of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Almost painfully in control. And when he's not in control, he's totally out of his league, doesn't know what's going on, gets very nervous and jumpy and silly. Do you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because he's no longer in control.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something outside of his influence. So to look at that, you would have to say that Mark is a good example of that.
Well, the question comes up because I'm a very bad example of that.
Because you have no control.
But I lead others almost better than Mark does.
I doubt that, actually.
Yeah.
Mark's employees come to him whenever they need help. Whereas they don't go running to the other supervisor or the manager. They go to Mark.
Well, so do my employees.
Yes, but they approach you more with a suggestion of what they should do. Do you think this is the right thing for me to do? Whereas they would, Mark's employees go up to him from what I've seen and say, look, I've got a problem. What do I do?
So it's not a question of who's better, of course, but it's just, you know.
Different styles,
correct.
Mm-hmm. But Mark leads, I would say, without trying to be biased, much better. He directs and leads, whereas you more along the line of, say, follow me.
Hmm. So two different styles, but both achieve the same end.